So what comes out on the other side? It really depends on whether or not people value
freedom.
Freedom and autonomy, personal autonomy, not just medical autonomy.
Of course.
Globally. And are they willing to step up to the bar and fight for it? Or are they okay with becoming serfs in a techno-fascist situation where the financial, global financial elite control everything you do, everything you can buy, everything you can think, everything you can eat? Is that what you want? Is that the world you want to live in? Is that the world you want for your children?
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to thank God for all my blessings. I want to thank God for my family and this country and this world and the great crew I've got. I want to thank God Almighty for all of you. I mean it. I am so blessed to be able to fight these people. I'm so blessed to be here on air talking to all of you. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is about our free will and the choices we make in this universe and not failing this test right now. Okay, let me race through this news and break down what's unfolding and happening. The first clip I want to get to is Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology. Very successful, very wealthy guy with a bunch of patents, worked for many of the top companies in the world. And he started warning them 2 years ago, this mRNA is not good for vaccines. You've already done studies on animals. It causes ADE and blood clots and death. What are you doing? And then a bunch of other top scientists, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, he just retired a year before all this, Dr. Michael Yeadon, he came out and said, wrote emergency papers and filed lawsuits in the EU with Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg predicting everything that happened. But then you got the document from the CDC in October of 2020 where they were predicting it all, remember? Because this is known stuff. This is known stuff. And so as that process unfolded, you can see the full speech he gave, it's 25 minutes long on Infowars.com. He then did the research on why are they doing this and found out it's a total depopulation takeover. In fact, let's put that back on screen. Great job, the crew, putting an article up. Please, everyone, care about yourself. Care about your family. I know you know what's going on, but do people in your neighborhood know? You better warn them. Give them a printout of the article from Infowars and ask them to go visit it. Just because it's banned in cyberspace doesn't mean you can't send them to the URL. Global fascism. Dr. Malone breaks down the World Economic Forum's globalist agenda. And here's the good news. Whether it is Joe Rogan, or whether it's his guest, or Tucker Carlson, or whether it is a lot of these other prominent scientists, or whether it's Senator Paul, or Josh, Senator Hawley, or Senator Cruz, they're all talking about globalists, the New World Order, and their plan, and how the transgenderism, and the world IDs, and the forced inoculations is them. And I know as an audience, you're like, yeah, we know. We've known before you were on air. Most of you, a lot of you, were, you know, before I was born, knew this. I know Barry Goldwater knew about this 60 years ago. I know Ron Paul knew about it 50 years ago, before I was born. I know that. The public doesn't know. But the fact is, the enemy's out in the open. Last week, it ended Friday, they had a five-day conference in Dubai put on by the World Economic Forum called World Government Conference, where they announced total takeover of the planet, and now they're going to end humans as we know it. I have the damn clips. Played them all week. And so you know all about this, but your neighbor doesn't know. Your pastor doesn't know. The lady that cuts your hair, or the man that fixes your car, or the farmer down the street, they don't know. And if we don't get our leaders of every color and every race and every creed and religion to understand this transhuman thing is like an alien. In fact, it calls itself alien. It says it's taking over the human species. So whether it's run by some gray alien flying around in a tinfoil saucer or whether it's run by a demon, whatever it is, it's happening. We started the show with the Greg Reese Report at the Davos Group. up there on a big stage, 100-foot ceilings. Hell, 200-foot ceilings, looks like. Saying, the age of humans is over. We're taking you over. You have no more freedom. You have no more mobility. I mean, it's like worse than the Borg in the 1990s when they show up and to Jean-Luc Picard and say, you will be assimilated. We are the Borg. You cannot resist. Resistance is futile. Here's the Davos Group literally saying resistance is futile. And by the way, we're not even going to let you be absorbed. We're going to kill you. There's too many people. They say that. And you're asking, why are they suddenly announcing it? Well, that's the $64 trillion question. Because they got to act powerful in front of all their minions that signed on to the cult to believe, well, they must be about to win. I mean, they're up there bragging about it on TV, and the general public's in a trance and doesn't know. Maybe the public deserves to die. You know, William Shatner was giving a speech. He talked about it. So here's Dr. Malone discussing globalism and at a major conference. And in this particular speech, he was talking to 50,000 people. Here it is.
So what comes out on the other side? It really depends on whether or not people value
freedom.
Being freedom and autonomy, personal autonomy, not just medical autonomy.
Of course.
Globally. And are they willing to step up to the bar and fight for it? Or are they okay with becoming serfs in a techno-fascist situation where the global financial elite control everything you do, everything you can buy, everything you can think, everything you can eat? Is that what you want? Is that the world you want to live in? Is that the world you want for your children? That's what's in stake here.
And by the way, the crew does the best job ever. I send them like hundreds of clips a day and stuff gets confused. There's another clip of him giving a big speech a few days ago where he basically says the same thing. So I sent them a bunch of links. That's what they got. I hadn't seen that. That's something separate. So there's just so much going on. But let me get back to world leaders and major scientists and speakers and Rand Paul talking about what's currently happening and who our enemies are in a moment. But let's look at some of the things they're doing to us first. Here's CNN. Now, you heard me in the last 2 years say their plan is to start killing the dollar. Here's a big story out of CNN this weekend. Is the dollar in danger? And it says, yes, it's in danger. In fact, it was 90% just 20 years ago of world reserve currency. Now it's 60%. And guess what? 2 years ago, it was 70% roughly. So most of that loss from 90 to 60 is accelerating. You got your loss going kind of slow here, and now it's going like that. So you've seen the graphs out there that in the first year of Biden's administration, the dollar lost 30% of its value. That was just in the first 8 months. Now it's half its value. So it already lost a bunch of its value, but what it had left in the last year, it lost more than half. Now, folks, I know everybody's kind of got short attention spans. I know I do, too. And we're kind of in the moment and everything. But, I mean, when I go to sleep at night, I'm worried about stuff. I'm worried about this. Because let me tell you something. The dollar goes belly up, which is happening. It's dying slowly, though, like Grandma. Grandma looks pretty sick. Yeah, she might die. And a month later, she's dead. That's the dollar. But here's the thing. When Grandma dies, you just go bury her in the ground and feel sorry for her and go to her wake or whatever and eat some pie. Remember how great she was. When the dollar dies, your purchasing power dies and you become impoverished because we're not a multi-crop economy. We're not thousands of industries like we used to be. We're not resilient. We're not farmers anymore. And when we lose the dollar, when every bit of power we've got is based in that, and CNN admits it in an article, it says the U.S. may have the world's most powerful military, but the dollar is its greatest weapon. Now, after nearly 80 years of dollar dominance, the U.S. might be in danger of losing the world reserve status. But you don't tune in to see what CNN's saying. You tune in to hear what our listeners and our guests and callers and myself to say, why is it losing its world reserve currency? What caused that? Who did that? And then you see the policies. If you had a checklist of 20 things to screw the dollar and destroy America, I mean, they're not just checking them off. If there's little check boxes, they are stabbing them with daggers. They want to check them off so hard. I mean, they're just like, every check, kill it, kill it, kill it. I mean, that's what your government's doing, is everything it can to destroy your country, your dollar, your children, your borders, your future, your rights, your freedoms. They're the enemy. They're not Americans. Chrissy Lee is going to take over at 6 p.m. this evening for 2 hours of powerful radio / TV with verboten guest and information. But I'm going to be here for the next hour and 13 minutes or so. And I'm a little bit behind because I've been ranting and preaching tonight, but I've already hit maybe 5% of the news we have here. So forgive me if I spent a lot of the last segment freaking out over CNN having an extremely accurate article about the end of the dollar and what that means to you and your family. Because it's bad. Is the U.S. dollar in danger? Battleground state Democrats panic over Biden ending Trump-era border controls. A frightening decision. You think the border was broken? It's totally broken now. Millions pouring across every month. As predicted, record illegal alien surge begins. Border agents forced to use proper LGBTQI pronouns. Yes. Tucker Carlson, who's profiting from Biden's energy crisis? Democrats, of course. Biden administration reverses Trump fuel efficiency rules. New vehicles must average 49 miles per gallon. All other vehicles banned from manufacture. And just as he cuts off our energy, Gazprom, the Russian main energy company, halts gas shipments to Europe via critical pipeline after EU refuses to pay in rubles. That's just some of what we've got here in that stack. But let's get back to the globalist. Let's get back to what they're doing to us. And the fact is, if we identify that we're not low on energy, that we're not low on resources, but we have parasites that want to dumb us down and make us poor to control us so they can depopulate us, well, then we are surging towards the future and cannot be defeated. So here's some of the articles that I suggest all of you go check out and some of the videos. What we have learned is the government has not been honest with us. Senator Rand Paul at Globalism Rising event at Regent University. And all these big leaders, governors, senators, you name it, are at a major university for days talking about the New World Order, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the eugenics operation, all of it. That is victory. Can we just identify who's running all this? And while we're meeting here in the U.S., they're meeting in Dubai. World Government Summit 2022, ask, are we ready for the New World Order, says Klaus Schwab. Ex-WHO employee, that's UN, warns of world government power grab. Very important article and video by Brian Wilson at Infowars.com. Again, we mentioned Dr. Malone, global fascism. Dr. Malone breaks down the World Economic Forum's globalist agenda. And then this clip, this was at the World Government Summit. See it right behind her? World Government Summit. Top economist, we're about to abandon traditional systems of money and replace it with digital blockchain, but not run by the people, run by private central banks. What is the Great Reset and what do the globalists actually want? Very important article by Brandon Smith at alt-market.us, also posted at infowars.com. Big, thick article. You need to go read that. There's some mainstream news articles out of Forbes. I'm bragging about it all. World Government Summit to host Forbes Under 30 Forum. CNBC, New World Orders here. World Governments here. Again, all this doesn't exist. All this is crazy. All this is bad to talk about, but here it is. Here it is. Global fascism, corporations running governments, dominating people. The definition of fascism. And then we move along to this. I mentioned this earlier, but what an incredible article. You've got to go read this. First, they deindustrialize us. They ship our jobs overseas. They tell us we're a service economy. They shut the service economy down with the COVID-19 fear-mongering. Now they want to put us on universal basic income to put us deeper into debt. And they tell you, oh, yeah, the dollar is dying. Everybody's leaving it. So people during the war leave the dollar to the Chinese currency, to the Russian currency. But then the UN proposes, oh, those are too weak. We'll have a global digital currency. And that's what Davos is calling for right now. But you got to lower the dollar down to be not inviting, not popular, so people jump from it, then get confused in other currencies. But don't worry, the new super currency, the digital one that's pre-programmable tokens that controls what you can buy, what you can do, and surveils everything, that programmable token is now available. It's all been announced. Where are our senators? Where's the Pentagon? Where are our leaders? Where is anybody saying this is a bad idea? Because this is all going on at giant summits, all being announced. And then I talk about it, and the Democratic Party sues me and tries to shut our show down. Because it's like the big adult tables over here at Thanksgiving. The little kids are over at this table. And I'm trying to get folks from the little kid table, the people, to go, hey, we're adults too. What's going on? And come over to the big kid table, the big people table, and say, hey, we want to be involved in this. We don't want to be obsolete. We don't want to be transgender. We don't want to be sterilized. We don't want to have nothing and own nothing and like it. So you really need to be discussing that and talking about that and asking yourselves whether or not you like the future that these monsters right now are preparing for you and your family and me and everybody else. Because we literally are all in this together. You know, I've been on Howard Stern's show a few times, and his show is a shadow of itself. And I don't say that because Howard Stern is so establishment and so anti-free speech and such a bootlicker. I say that because he's just mailing it in. There are almost no viewers. But it's still interesting and funny to watch it because what he says and does is like the mouth of the establishment or the rear end of it. And he came out with a piece making fun of me a few days ago. And he goes after us on a whole host of issues. But the real reason he goes after us in the piece, I'll reveal in the next hour when we play it, because it's extremely illustrative of how these people think and how their brains work. But the establishment is very, very scared. It's very, very scared of Renaissance. It's very, very scared of new blood. It's very, very scared of change. And so it has inflicted the planet in its leftist brainwashing system that is nothing less than a disease. Because they themselves have succumbed to a form of disease mentally and spiritually. And so that's why they do what they do. So that's coming up. But first, breaking, recently unredacted documents prove Pfizer and FDA in a criminal conspiracy, new antibody-dependent enhancement occurred in the vaccinated, causing mass death. And that ties into so many of these other big subjects we're going to be hitting next hour. And then this giant stack right here that says everything right here. Boy, doesn't that photo tell you everything? Elementary students marching in with masks on, of course, into the LGBT cult, about to be taught about their sexual future, their reproductive future, and to be mentally screwed up and told they should have sex with the same sex or be in bondage or anything so that they don't naturally follow their normal programmed biology. State-sponsored, world government-sponsored perverts taking full control of civilization. We're going to be covering what's really behind all this and more. And now they've gotten documents as of Friday. Nobody's covering this. Of the new Supreme Court Justice. She's about to be confirmed. They hope she's the Supreme Court Justice. The Supreme Court nominee, where she apologized to child rapists. I'm not joking. Men raping 13-year-old girls, 8-year-old boys. And she said, you shouldn't go to jail for that. We have the transcripts. We have it all coming up next hour. Stay with us. I want to thank folks that got part one in the three-part founder series at 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And the second installment is The Tree of Liberty. Thomas Jefferson quote, must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's a coin I designed. I'm very, very proud of it. And it will end up being a collectible. I know that the first coin is already selling on eBay and other places for three times what we sold it. We need to sell all 10,000 of these very, very quickly, and I appreciate listeners getting over half of them now. I'd like to move them out very quickly. I think they will sell out probably in 5 or 6 more days, and without the last coin sale, we would not be operating at the same capacity. We'd have had to lay off a lot of people, and that's a big problem. So it was a limited edition collectible tied to our political movement of liberty and freedom, and it's needed for our infrastructure and building new systems. So please give yourself and us aid in the fight against the New World Order at 1776coin.com.